2.2.14 句子的连接加结尾段的要素，全文翻译练习广告。提升后的范文。
Many children are exposed to a large number of advertisements today and persuaded to buy snacks, toys, and video games. It is necessary to impose restrictions or even a ban on advertising aimed at children. Tough regulations on advertising can stop children from nagging parents to buy costly products. Children are not price sensitive, so they have no idea what impact an expensive item can make on their parents. They are bombarded with images in advertisements showing that purchasing a toy or gadget can bring tremendous enjoyment. Some advertisements also make the impression that children failing to buy some products will be seen as outcasts among their peers. This is why they pester parents to squander money on those advertised products, which could bite into the family budget. This problem cannot be solved until a ban is imposed on these advertisements. Advertising is also linked to some behavioral problems and bad lifestyle choices among children. Young people in their formative years develop habits by copying behavior they observe in their lives and in the media. If they are exposed to advertisements promoting fast food, they will possibly perceive it as a staple food. Similarly, if they see violent imagery in advertisements of gaming companies, they will or might be prone to exhibit similar acts. Due to profit orientation, advertisers hardly consider the long-term impact of their products on the younger generation. So the government should intervene to minimize young viewers' exposure to those unwanted commercial messages. On the other hand, it is not appropriate to bar advertisers from promoting products which benefit children. Advertising as a source of information can help parents make well-informed decisions when choosing products previously unfamiliar to them. Some offerings of companies may be harmful to children, but some are valuable. For example, some advertisements promote wholesome food such as milk and cereal, which yield health benefits for children, and books, which are of educational value. Overall, I support a ban on advertisements which lure children into buying harmful products, although this does not apply to products which are of benefit to children.